With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Presidential campaign is heating up. In Georgia yesterday, Donald Trump blasting Joe Biden.
In his State of the Union this week, Crooked Joe told a total fairy tale about the economy. But the fact is, under Biden, we have a three-year inflation rate of almost 50%. Under me, you had no inflation. You had no inflation.
The former president adds the job market was much better during his administration.
Under Bidenomics, the United States has lost 284,000 good full-time jobs in the past year and replaced them with hundreds of thousands of part-time jobs and a lot of government jobs. That's not fair. I could do that, too. Let's hire some more people. Make me look good.
A backcountry skier has been killed in New Hampshire. U.S. Forest Service says the skier fell some 600 feet in very steep terrain and hard, icy conditions. Two other skiers were later rescued. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden gradually increasing his criticism of Israel's war with Hamas.
The president said he believes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is hurting Israel more than helping Israel and how he's approaching its war against Hamas in Gaza. He told MSNBC that the prime minister must pay more attention to the innocent lives being lost as a consequence of the actions taken. At the same time, Mr. Biden expressed support for Israel's right to pursue Hamas and that he would not cut off weapons for the Jewish state. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, the United States is beefing up security at the U.S. Embassy in Haiti and evacuating non-essential personnel. Southern Command says choppers have brought in scores of U.S. Marines. This is SRN News. Well, Kansas is deciding if abortion providers should be asking women why they want the abortion.
The controversial bill would force abortion clinics to pose 11 questions to patients, including asking if they can't afford a child or if child rearing would hinder their career or education, or if their spouse or partner's pushing them to end the pregnancy. Backers of the bill say the state needs that type of data to help prevent abortions in the future. But Kansas Democrats call this an effort to shame the women. I'm Jackie Quinn.
20-year-old Michigan man who admitted using social media to make violent threats against Jewish people has now been sentenced to a year and a day in prison. Prosecutors had sought a sentence of 3 years. Man is accused of using Instagram to spread neo-Nazi ideology. This is SRN News. More than 10,000 athletes accepting an offer to have their likeness featured in an upcoming EA Sports College football video game.
EA Sports began reaching out to college football players in February to pay them to be featured in the game that's scheduled to launch this summer. The video game developer said players who opt in to the game will receive a minimum of $600 and a copy of EA Sports College Football 25. There will also be opportunities for them to earn money by promoting the game. EA Sports says more than 11,000 athletes have been sent an offer. John Scott reporting.
Tragedy in New Jersey. Authorities say an infant has been killed and the child's parents injured in an attack by the family dog in their home. Officers responded to the Woodbridge Township home Saturday on a report of an unresponsive child. More details at SRNnews.com.